talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. All right, it's Monday, back to the work week. How about this snow? Man, yesterday you could just drive by the wheat fields, rye fields, true to cow, and just hear it growing. I mean, I'm hard hearing. I could hear that stuff growing out there yesterday, especially if you fertilize. Anyway, very welcome. Wet snow we got. It'll probably be melted off sometime today. I don't know. There was 3 or 4 inches around here, around Elk City, I think. Looked like it anyway. Not sure. But anyway, it was very welcome moisture. And according to the Long Ranger forecast, it might be it for 10 days or so. But it's plenty wet out there. Okay, the day starts the early week of National FFA Week. It takes 2 weeks for us to get through all the schools that we have coming in the studio. And today I'll have Clinton in here early at 12:15, and at 12:40, Cordell's going to be in here. So don't go anywhere. It's going to be a fun next 2 weeks, having at least one, if not 2 FFA chapters in here on the show every week. Look forward to it. First of all, let's check out some temperatures. 45 at Slapout, 46 at Arnett, 38 at Eric, 43 at Hollis, 41 at Weatherford. Bessie, you're 45. Butler's 47. Sealing's 47. I think the warmest spot in Oklahoma is Alva right now at 50 degrees. Out here in the Panhandle, out to the west, 46 at Lipscomb, 40 at Dozer, 40 at Wellington, and 39 at Odell. Okay, let's see what happened overnight. Starting early this morning, actually, wheat futures were lower overnight as investors continue to digest last week's supply and demand reports from the USDA. The agency's forecast for domestic wheat inventories came in well above expectations and was up from the month earlier projection. Stockpiles at the end of the grains marketing year on May 31st now projected at 658 million bushels, and that's up from 648 million in the previous outlook. Corn futures were a little changed overnight as inventories also topped the month earlier forecast and trade predictions. Stocks of the grain were seen at 2.172 billion bushels at the end of the marketing year on August 31st, up from the January projection of 2.162 billion bushels. Soybeans were modestly higher overnight despite a somewhat bearish report in the USDA's estimate for Brazilian production. Production in the South American country is now seen at 156 million metric tons, topping trade estimates of 152.5 million. Wheat for March delivery fell 4.25 cents to 592.5 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, and Kansas City futures lost 4 cents to $5.97.5 a bushel. Soybean futures for March delivery gained 5 pennies to 1188.5 a bushel. Soy meal was up 390 to 350.70 a short ton, and soy oil lost 0.67 cents to 46.59 cents a pound. Corn futures were up a penny to 430 and a quarter a bushel. Money managers raised their net short positions on bets on lower prices and corn to the highest level in almost 4 years in the week that ended February 6, according to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Investors were net short by 293,678,000 future contracts in corn last week. That's up from 279,000 contracts a week earlier, and the highest since June of 2020. Speculators also raised their net shorts in soybeans and to 121,163 future contracts. That's up from 101,000 a week earlier. That's also the largest such position since May of 2019. In wheat, investors were net short 31,878 future contracts. In hard red winter wheat futures, that's down from 36,000 the week before. The way everything's crazy on the markets right now. Winter storm warnings have been issued for parts of southern Missouri and northern Arkansas as snow falls in that area, according to the National Weather Service. 3 to 6 inches of snow on top of what already has fallen in the forecast for that area this evening. Travel could be difficult. I'm pretty sure it is, because northern Arkansas and southern Missouri are not set up for snow removal, so we'll see. I'll get to that in a minute, Mr. Dale High. Anyway, snowfall rates may increase to 1 inch or 2 an hour, and roads may be slippery where more precipitation falls. Anyway, congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. They won the Super Bowl last night, but here's some Super Bowl ag facts for you. Estimated 14 billion hamburgers were served, topped with 12 million pounds of bacon. How about that? One bushel of barley makes 565 12-ounce beers. 51.7 million cases of beer were sold on Super Bowl weekend. 120 footballs were used during the game. One cowhide makes 10 footballs. Americans eat more food on Super Bowl Sunday than any other day of the year, except for Thanksgiving. How about that? And then I also got, let me get to my emails here. Another article on the Super Bowl. I know it's a day after, but anyway, Super Bowl's a fun day. I almost turned it off yesterday, but I didn't. I didn't know we had more than one national anthem, so I almost turned it off. I'm just not into politics. Sorry. Anyway, this Sunday, a little football game called the Super Bowl was played. And if it weren't for farmers and ranchers, millions of people would have to find another way to spend their Sunday evening. This Sunday, a little football game was played. And here's how agriculture impacts Super Bowl yesterday, which crowned the Kansas City Chiefs. Money changes hands, whether it's the purchase of game tickets. Average price of a game ticket was $9,720 in Las Vegas yesterday. How many of you guys from the local area went to the football game? Did you know 75% of that dollar bill you just used to tip the pizza delivery guy is made with cotton? According to the National Retail Federation, 192.9 million adults plan to watch that big game, spending at least $16.5 billion, or an average of $85.36 per person. While some of those expenditures will go to things like team apparel, decoration, new TVs, furniture, a whopping 79% will be spent on food and beverages, all which come from farms. In fact, Americans eat more food on Super Bowl Sunday, like I said earlier, than Thanksgiving. Super Bowl Sunday is one of the biggest days for pizza sales in America. According to the American Pizza Community, a coalition of the nation's largest pizza companies, 12.5 million pizzas were sold on that day of the biggest game of the year. What would pizza be without wheat, dairy, meat, fruit, and vegetables, all grown and raised by farmers? The National Chicken Council estimates 1.45 billion chicken wings will be eaten Sunday. That's enough wings to go around the earth 3 times. I'm going to tell you something. There were some people who brought some chicken wings up to the clubhouse last night at Sarah, and they were from Hutch's, and they were excellent. If you ever get a chance to check out those chicken wings at Hutch's at Sarah, because I haven't tried them in any other store, but the ones at Sarah, I think I ate 10 or 12. Wow, kind of made a pig of myself. More people will grill on Super Bowl Sunday than any other day besides the 4th of July. There will be an estimated 14 billion hamburgers served on that day, and don't forget the potato chips and the dip, cheese and crackers, popcorn, meatballs, and other munchies grazing tables across the country. So anyway, I just wanted to also share one more thing. Not only food, but agriculture also affects the game itself. And some of our favorite people in the state of Oklahoma was involved in this. Turf. OSU. The turf in the stadium is a hybrid drought-tolerant Bermuda grass. The grass is rolled outside when the grass needs sunlight, and the stadium is being used for other events. So there you go. Comes straight from OSU. Leather is also to be even made used to make the football. Wilson is the official supplier of footballs for the NFL. 120 of its footballs were used in Sunday night's game. One cowhide makes 10 footballs. Not just any cowhide is used. It comes from cattle grown in Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska. Anyway, there's some cool facts I thought you guys would be interested in. All right, well, let's take an Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. When we get back, I'll have the Clinton FFA in here. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Mosey on down to Holy Stockyards Weekly Cattle Fair. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable, they should be more friendly, they should be more customer-oriented, they should be part of the community. We pride ourselves on doing business with people.
Who's the biggest guest speaker of all? Who's the outspoken one?
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they
need. It just depends. Probably all of us.
All of your reactors?
Yeah.
Find the seat and
put them on the radio.
We'll put it up there and we'll swap the app. You're the young man I need to get crap to. Your dad, Brad.
Oh, yeah. He told me the same thing.
Yeah, he messaged me this morning. Those mics, guys, please help me out a little bit. And you don't have to kiss them, but speak right up to them real loud and clean. Everybody just be loud and clear. That way I can adjust the board to you guys. I won't throw anybody but him under the bus. So, anyway. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
No stock shows?
Not today?
Everybody, seems like, is it Southwest?
Yeah. We'll start tomorrow, pretty much.
Cool.
I'm just going to have you guys go around and introduce yourselves. And if you guys want to, during the introduction, we can reach over these two right here and just talk into the mic, introduce yourself. So, who's the president? You are. For how long? You going to get impeached or anything?
We can do that?
I'm down.
Then you're next.
Cost you a lot of lawyer fees to get her done. So, both of you guys actually here for me? Oh, cool. What happened to you guys in here for you're coming.
Man,
see, I like you. He dresses just like me. I took my hoodie off for this. Alright, we got about a minute. Let's see. How do you guys look? You're live on Facebook.
You look great.
Saturday, March 2nd at 12:30 p.m. 90 year old and 18 month old bulls and 30 commercial bred heifers and commercial calf heifer pairs. They've got DNA test data, birth, weaning, and yearling data, and ultrasound data. They've been feed efficiency tested on the Grove Safe system. Thanks, Angus Values genetic bull and female cells Saturday, March 2nd at 12:30 on County.
Did they get you guys a picture?
Yeah, okay.
Information at davisangus.com or go to Facebook and search Davis Angus.
Alright, welcome back. Welcome back. And if you guys are watching on Facebook, the fun is about to begin. I got the Clinton FFA chapter in here. All officers, and two ag teachers that said they're not coming on. Well, we're going to call them out on that one. First of all, here's your ag weather update for McLean, Texas. 37 degrees, the wind chill's 30, humidity's 59, dew point's 24, the wind's out of the northwest at 10 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation, 0.78 inches, sub-freezing minutes today, 608 minutes, 8-inch soil temperature, 41 degrees. All right, east to here on I-40, the big city of Clinton, Oklahoma, and their FFA chapters in here. So welcome, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Good to be having us.
Talk up to that mic there. Get it a little closer, about like that. So anyway, oh, wait, it'd help if I turn you on, too. Now, let's see. Okay, now welcome, guys.
We're glad to be here.
Oh, good. All right. Well, let's start with you. Let's, each one of you guys introduce yourself.
I'm Garrett Graybill, and I'm the treasurer.
Okay.
I'm Eli Whitney, and I'm the president.
Okay. Maddie Ashcraft, I'm the secretary.
Okay.
Honor Burnham, I'm the chaplain.
Ben Christie, I'm the reporter.
Caber Johnson, I'm the sentinel.
All right.
Ryle Johnson, the vice president.
How many of you guys were in here last year? Raise your hand.
About three of us.
I thought you looked familiar. All right. Okay, well, let's start. Next week is officially the National FFA Week. And, let's start with you, Mr. President, before you get impeached since they found out you can be impeached. Anyway, what's you guys' plan for the chapter next week?
What is it, Wednesday, Thursday? We're going to go to the younger schools and just kind of introduce them to FFA and all that.
Right.
And then we're going to have, I guess, some fun dress-up days at the high school.
Okay. What, like dress up like what?
The first day is President's Day / just America Day, I guess.
All right. So you're just going to be patriotic, I guess,
yeah.
I'm guessing. What's the next one? What's
next
another
one? I can't even remember.
We have Blue and Gold Day, maybe.
Yeah.
I thought that was Friday.
Well, there's 2 days, but
I don't know.
One day will be a driver tractor.
Talk into that mic there, young lady. I know you want to talk.
Tuesday should be Blue and Gold Day, and then Wednesday is dressed as an ag career. Thursday is tractor day, and so it's like farmer, dressed as a farmer.
So you guys go like drive tractor to school that day?
Yeah.
Oh, they're excited.
Oh, how cool
is
that?
They're very excited.
All right. Okay, let's start with you. What? How long have you been in FFA? You're senior, junior?
Yeah, I'm a senior.
Okay. What have you learned so far in taking FFA at school? Nothing?
You learn a lot.
Okay.
A lot.
Yeah?
Probably the most important thing is they've taught us how to be respectful young men and women.
Right.
Everything.
Right. And then... you, sir, what's one of the things that sticks out in your mind that's going to stick with you that you've learned so far in FFA? Because you're a senior?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just so far?
Yeah, so far.
I don't know.
I mean, you got a few months left, I know, but what it's so far?
Just the responsibility of it.
Right. Responsibility of what? Showing?
Showing, or
being president of the chapter?
Shop and just... trying to keep everything running, I guess.
I gotcha. What about you, young lady?
Probably how, like, hard work actually does pay off.
Right.
Like, you can't just not do the work and get rid of anything. It's always, like, hard work's always
good. Oh, outstanding. Good answer. How about you, young man?
I would say being confident in yourself.
Okay.
How to gain a good work ethic. Not yourself, but
okay, so I was told to throw you under the bus there. There being, pull that mic up to you. You can pull it up to you. There you go. Yeah, there you go. Stand up straight. Speak a little closer to the mic. So what stuck with you? What are you, a sophomore, junior?
I'm a sophomore.
All right. So been in it, what, 2 years now?
Oh, it's the 8th grade I've been in FFA.
Okay, and then 4-H prior to that probably?
Yeah.
So what thing is sticking up into your mind?
A lot of the things I've learned, just the leadership, but a lot of public speaking skills and the fact that if you just procrastinate, you're not going to get very far.
Right. Fake it, you mean?
Or just not do it right
Right, I got to. Well, so what's been your most favorite thing to do so far?
My most favorite thing has probably been livestock judging. I really enjoy.
Are you good at it?
Competitions in. Sometimes.
Sometimes? Are you going to get a like scholarship to LSU or K-State or somewhere?
Well, I'm going to go as far as I can.
All right, cool. All right, how about you, young man?
Probably what I learned the best is how to make friendships with other people from different towns or stuff.
Yeah.
Or just like Ben said, life skills that will help us later on down the road.
Right.
With creed speaking, public speaking, all that.
Oh, awesome. All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Speak close to that mic.
Okay. Well, he kind of took mine. I'm going to elaborate on that a little bit. Ooh. So I think, like, slowing down in ag is really important, too. Like, we work really hard. And so to stop and enjoy the little moments is something that ag has taught me. To, like, understand the friendships and getting out with people. You meet lots of people, and you just get to make new friends, like officers or people in your chapter, and even outside of when we go to competitions.
Right.
And so just slowing down and having fun.
Okay, so when is state convention? Help me, I got so many, my mind's cloud when I'm on the show. When is state convention?
The first week of May.
May, dude.
So it's like May 7th.
They pushed it back a week.
So that
they could do
that.
That's Cinco de Mayo. You sure
you
didn't get that mixed up?
Maybe we'll be celebrating Cinco de Mayo in Tulsa.
We'll be eating.
All right. Did you go to National? Have you, any of you guys gone to National? Did you go this year?
Yes.
Oh, how fun was that? Let's start with you. You go?
Really fun.
Was it fun?
Yeah.
So what was cool? What was cool about it?
I just liked having a lot of people there. A lot of new people out of state.
So did you guys get to see any of the, like, state officers from Oklahoma there?
Yeah, we saw a couple.
Yeah. Clara's been on my show. Mm-hmm. I like Clara.
We got one with Karsten Cantrell, who's the national officer from Oklahoma.
Oh, that's right. Karsten is, yeah. And then there was I hate it when my brain goes blank. Blaine Arthur, Secretary of State for Agriculture, Secretary for Oklahoma. I think she got her national FFA, farmer degree. Yeah, that was pretty cool. So anyway, so what about you? What kind of fun did you have at
convention? I think my favorite part about National was just meeting all the other different states. Maybe meeting all the different people, too.
Yeah, is that Bill Clinton or the city Clinton?
Oh, just town of Clinton.
My God, I'm just kidding you. What about you? What did you learn? Not who you met, but what did you learn?
Ooh, I learned a lot, but... I know there's some sketchy hotels up there.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
I knew I'd get something out of somebody.
The extent, yeah.
So, pretty sketchy, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in certain parts of town.
So, did you guys stop anywhere on the way or on the way back? Go through St. Louis, see the Arch and all that good stuff?
Yeah.
Yep. We went to the Arch, the Louisville Slugger.
Oh, yeah.
And the Kentucky Derby.
I got you. Man, you guys just made your rounds through there, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's once in a lifetime. Mate, for the most part, it's once in a lifetime trip to make all that deals. So, what about you? Did you go?
Yep.
All right, grab that mic. your stepdad, Brad, wanted me to hammer on you pretty hard today. Wait, did you know the tractor I got come from him?
Yeah, he told me that this morning.
Yeah. It didn't dawn on me until... I don't know, a few months ago, and then I remember that when I went and looked at it, it was at the barn there south of the truck stop. So, boy, I got a good old tractor. He probably misses it. So anyway, so what'd you do at National?
Oh, I met a lot of people, and I went to all those places and saw it. But one of the coolest things that I thought, that over all the 50 different states, you saw people just like us that were learning the same things and getting the same exact experience as we got.
Well, are some of them skinnier or bigger, or are they all the same?
No, a lot of everything.
A lot of variety.
Well, who was the biggest name person you met while you were there? Was it the president of the that's from Oklahoma, that's the president of the Nashville chapter?
Yeah, I think that's probably the biggest
thing. Was any politicians or anybody there? Was it guest speakers? You guys remember any of the guest speakers? That might be him. Yeah. Yeah. Who was it?
I think the mayor of Indianapolis or something around there came and spoke to us at the Colts Stadium.
Right.
The first day.
He was pretty cool. Oh, am I missing something here?
And that Mike.
And that Mike, that gentleman there. What was cool about the National?
I think it's pretty cool just seeing, in Oklahoma you just see, you see all the same people and you forget how big everything is.
Right. How many members are they now? Does anybody know?
I should have good.
Well, wasn't there 70 something thousand at that one session, was there not?
Yeah, just the one session.
I think there was 70 or 75,000 at one session.
So, what do you guys got going for the rest of the week? Are any of you stock chores? You got to go to Southwest?
All stock chores, yep.
That's the reason why my schedule's pretty thin in the middle this week.
Yep.
And then next week's booked solid. And then some of them are Texas chapters. They're in San Antonio. They got that going on. That's 2 weeks long. That's like the OYE deal going on. So, you guys looking forward to OYE?
Yes.
Yeah. So are you guys shooters in the OYE program? Or you guys got a shooting program?
Yeah, we got a shooting program. We got a shooting program. We're pretty trying to get a little big into it, and I think we're probably going to head over to the OYE trap shooting this year.
Oh, cool.
We actually competed in the state competition for sporting clays.
Sporting clays.
It was a blast there in Arcadia. It was a neat trip to go down. Stopped at the Pops.
So I guess you're a shooter too. Who else is a shooter? Just you? I got you. He didn't claim to be. That's all right. So I think it's pretty cool that OYE's doing that shooting deal, and then you got your stock shows going on, and I think it's pretty cool because not everybody's into showing stock. FFA's just not about showing stock. I mean, there's a lot of kids that say it is, but I mean, you've got your, like you said earlier, your farm your shop projects and judging, and the Oklahoma State judging contest, our team this year, they were bad to the bone. Ag teachers, we're back down to the last couple of minutes. Come grab a mic there. Let's start with you. Anyway, what do you think about these kids?
They're a great bunch of kids. We're definitely really blessed, especially with all of our kids, but we've got a really great officer team that help us accomplish what we
do. Tell everybody who you are.
I'm Ashlyn Hunter.
Okay. And then there's the guy that dresses like me, hoodie and dirty pants.
Yeah, that's about what I dress like every day. The shop can get pretty dirty. I'm Mitchell Hunter, one of the ag teachers here. These kids really do an outstanding job, and all these guys can vouch for me. It's kind of hard to be underneath me because I put so much pressure on them until they break. Because I know that they can do it. And I sound like an absolute jerk every day in class. And if you ask everyone here, they're going to agree with it because I expect so much out of them. And they don't see it themselves. And which my brain sometimes like a squirrel of scrolling bags. Because I try to do so many projects. We're doing ag issues this year, vet science, land judging, meat judging, livestock judging, poultry judging. Our shop mechanics is unreal right now. We're pretty stout on that. We've got three tractors we're getting restored. Building a creek feeder. Garrett's got a tractor. Eli's doing a 24-foot used neck trailer. Pig pens. Oh, we got another four tractors.
Four tractors.
We just got another tractor.
You guys are busy.
So we're planning on taking about four or five trailers to Southwest Districts just to shop mechanics and hopefully take seven for OYE. So we've been pushing that really good. And to elaborate more on the sporting clays, we absolutely did incredible at our regional tournament. Ben Christie and Haver Johnson both got top five. We ended up winning our sporting clays competition there. Everything's going good. Everything's piling up.
Well, you guys don't know how much I appreciate you coming in. It doesn't look like none of these kids here don't want to be here, so you guys must be doing a good job. So anyway, everybody just got a smile on their face, and he's a little shy. Ben is. He's a little shy, but he got a smile on his face. So anyway, I hope you guys the best, and I wish you guys the best. And Have fun next week during the actual National FFA Week. We had to start early. There's too many schools want to come on the show. I don't know why, but anyway, we try to have some fun while we're on here. And congratulations to all of you.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have Cordell in here. Just Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in.
For more information, give Kent a call at 580-225-0317.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton gin in a timely manner. We possess 120-plus bale per hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. Excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call 806-665-0677.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at EverettsWelding.com. Again, that's EverettsWelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads. Time for TV News.
Blair Tire and Feed is helping you save some money. Firestone Ag is holding its Spring Into Savings event. That means you're going to save big money on the tires you need. Most Firestone radial tires are included in the sale, like their expanded line of 82 technology patterns and sizes. Eligible standard radial tires will have a $200 discount. Eligible 82 radial tires will have a $300 discount. That's big time savings on big time tires during a big time event. The Firestone Ag Spring Into Savings event at Blair Tire and Feed.
Calling all rural residents of Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, are you tired of hauling off your own trash? Call D&G Trash Hauling. They can have a dumpster delivered to you in no time. D&G offers weekly or bi-weekly pickup in 4 different size dumpsters. If you have a big job, D&G also has roll-offs available in several sizes. With D&G, you find affordable rates and no contracts. Satisfaction is always top priority. For more information, call D&G at 580-497-6950. That's 580-497-6950. Let D&G Trash get rid of your trash.
Oh, Jesus. All right, welcome back. Here is your ag weather update for northwestern Oklahoma. Picked the big town of Freedom, Oklahoma today. 49 right now. Feels like 45. Dew point's 21. Humidity's 33. Winds are out of the northwest at 10 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 36/100ths of an inch. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 42 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.8. Sunset at 6:13. Sunny and 52 degrees today, clear 27 tonight. Tomorrow, 61 degrees and sunny. It's going to be beautiful tomorrow. Well, today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Happy Hour. On the whole, farmers and ranchers are independent individuals who like to tend to their own work and stay pretty close to home. Most of us don't care much about the city life or politics. We don't have the time or desire to travel to the capital and attend legislative sessions. But we still know what will happen, there can be drastically effective operations. That is exactly why we need an organization like the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association if you're concerned about issues like water rights, property rights, and maintaining your ag sales tax exemption. Then the OCA is for you. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, run by cattlemen, for cattlemen. For more information, go to www.okcattlemen.org. Okay, let's see here. Let's check it. Oh, I got an update on some commodities that's grown in western Oklahoma. I think, sugardaddy.com, text in pineapple juice, mostly steady today. Anyway, let's see what grains are doing right now. Corn, March 431, up 2. May is 443, up a little over 1. And soybeans for March, 1194, up 11. May is 12 even, up 10. Soybean meal for March, 353.80, up $7. May is 345.10, up $4.60. Soybean oil for March, 46.89, down 37. May is 47.38, down 37. See what we got here. Hard red winter wheat, March, 602, basically unchanged, up just a fraction. May is 599, unchanged. See what cotton's doing. It has been in the green, now it's in the red, but not much though. March cotton, 90.91, down 87. May cotton, 91.71, down 51. Let's see, oil is down about 8 cents. That's West Texas Intermediate, March 76.76, down 8 cents, and April 76.68, down 9 cents. Natural gas just keeps on going down. It's about as cheap as I've seen it in a while. March natural gas, 179, down 5. Meats, live cattle, February, 184.20, down 42. April, 185.82, down 90. June, 183.25, down 72. Feeder cattle for March, 248.17, up 102. Just changed. Sorry, let me start all over. Changed on me. March, 248.37, up 122. April, 252.70, up 92. May, 256.47, up 80. August, feeders, 269.92, up 47. February, lean hogs, 73.67, unchanged. April, 81.02, down 12. And May, 86, even, down 22. How about that? Looks like the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all in the green today. Okay, let's see here. Oh, got the... Let's go ahead and take an OCA break. When I come back, maybe Cordell's going to be here. I should probably send a reminder to everybody, but I didn't. Anyway, we'll have Cordell here. If not, I'm going to talk to you about 11 creative chicken coop tips to you have to try with your chickens. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
I say the future is ours! Can you dig it?
Oh, you sure can. Especially if you rent from DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City. Dig up those old sewer lines with a backhoe or mini excavator. Save time and money. Rent a post-hole digger to help with your next fencing project. You can dig it today when you rent from DJ's Rentals on South Main in Elk City. Find out more. Visit DJ's DJsRental.com. That's DJsRental.com.
Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma has dedicated their life to supporting your farm's success because farming is their way of life. Their superior high-pro feeds are expertly formulated to meet the nutritional needs of your livestock. They provide bulk feed delivery straight to your farm, or for smaller quantities, they offer a variety of feed bags and sacks in different sizes. When it comes to your livestock feed, choose excellence. Choose Hobart Farm and Garden.
We feel like we want to be good stewards of our customers' money. That's what keeps Community Bank going for as long as it has. This bank's seen it all. Starting 1901, you've seen a few droughts. You've seen some market crashes. Oil and gas come and go a few different times, you know, from the 50s to the 80s to 2010s. And we're here. We never sit there and go, oh, man, I hope our door's going to be open tomorrow. We're going to be there. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Salem.
Member FDIC.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, February 2nd, 2193 head were sold, 3 head of steers, 378 by 407.55 and 478 by 332.58 and 564 by 203, 4 and 615 by 260, 5 and 668 by 283 and 703 by 242, 9 head of heifers at 396 by 314, 7 and 418 by 306, 10 and 479 by 260, 5 and 525 by 265, 10 and 611 by 240, 8 and 694 by 220, 50 cows were 36 to 121, 50 bulls were 82 to 140, red cows were 960 to 1760, pairs brought 810 to 2075, Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sell every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull sale is February 28th at the ranch southwest of Leeding, selling 150 two-year-old bulls. Sires include Deer Valley Growth Fund, KG Justified, and Easy AR Step Up. Several other breed leading sires will be represented. Also selling commercial two-year-old pairs and open yearling heifers carrying QC Genetics. Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 28th at 12:30 at the ranch southwest of Leeding. You can also view the sale and bid online. For videos and sale info, log on to quartermastercreek.com.
He loves the dog of...
All right, welcome back to this Oklahoma Cattlemen Association happy hour. Here's your ag weather and your Hobart Farm and Garden ag weather update. Sorry about that, I forgot to say that. 43 degrees at Altus, feels like 40, dew point's 34, humidity 69%. The winds are out of the northwest at 6 miles an hour, 24-hour rain total, half inch, 10-day rain total. 99/100 of an inch, or as they say in southeastern Roger Mills County, 991/1000 of an inch. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 46 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.9. Sunset at 6:17. Today, 47 for a high. Tonight, 26 for a low. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, just a sweet day. Hardly any winds out of the southwest and 58 degrees. Okay, let's do a, my NCC update for you cotton guys out there. Of course, we talked about it last week, the court vacates a dicamba for 2024, and man, that is raising stink there. They're seen where our ag secretary here in the state of Oklahoma has sent a letter to the EPA and probably Ag Secretary, USDA Ag Secretary Valsack. So we'll see how that's going on. They sent them a letter, a reply, and they have not got a reply yet back from EPA. And the EPA has not posted an announcement on the ruling yet. So I'm sure they're checking with all their attorneys to make sure whatever they do say going on. And then the NCC joined more than a dozen other ag organizations in endorsing a letter led by Senator Tuberville from Alabama, I believe that's how you say that, and co-signed by nine other senators to congressional appropriators opposing the Department of Labor's adverse effect wages rate applying to temporary workers that were hired through the H-2A visa program. So that's going on. And what else is going on? The Senate failed to move a bill pairing immigration reforms with military and humanitarian assistance for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. That's going on. And then the USDA Farm Service Agency is issuing final emergency relief program payments totaling almost $306 million to eligible producers who incurred losses during the two natural disasters in the year 2020 and 2021. So initially, the ERP Phase 1 payments were subject to 75% payment factor. The additional funding will authorize 78.5% payment factor, which is an increase of 3.5% for all ERP Phase 1 payments. What else is? Oh, and then the USDA is also seeing, is still seeing, a 12.43 million bale crop. In its February report, the USDA projected the 23-24 U.S. crop to reach 12.43 million bales, unchanged from the January report. However, classing data from the 23-24 crop suggests the final crop size will fall short of the USDA estimate. Exports were raised 200,000 bales from January report to projected 12.30 million bales. Meal was use was lowered 150,000 bales from January to 1.75 million bales. This generates a total of the 23-24 offtake of 14.505 million bales. Ending stock for the 23-24 were projected at 2.8 million bales for an ending stocks to use ratio of 19.9%. So there you have it. And then let's see what else is going on. In the national EPA final endangered species, go later. Okay, let's go ahead and go on down here to sales and shipments for the week before last week. Net exports for the week ending February 1st of 2024 was 302,300 bales. This brings total 24 sales to approximately 10.7 million. Total sales at the same point in the 22-23 marketing year were approximately 10.1 million bales. Total new crop for 24-25 sales are already at 768,700 bales. Shipments for the week were 268,200 bales, bringing total exports to date to 4.8 million bales compared with 5 million bales at a comparable point in the 22-23 marketing year. Alright, you chicken lovers ready? Anyway, it's some pretty cool stuff in here. So anyway, check out these, this is from Successful Farming. Check out these reader-submitted ideas that might just work on your chicken farm. Let's see here. This is to try to keep your eggs or your animals safe on the farm. So this one person uses a baby bed. She said she gets her baby chicks in May every year. I keep them in a baby playpen, not a baby bed, but a baby playpen, until they are large enough to go in and out of the hen house. I hose the playpen out to clean it out. You can find the playpens at yard sales for $10. And this listener, or this writer, was in from. It's a pretty cool deal. It's kind of a cartoon looking big. They got a feeder in the water in this baby playpen, and the chicks can't get out because of the netting. And then when they get big enough, she just turns them loose. This is a cool chicken feeder. This, I'm thinking about this for a quail feeder also. To create a chicken feeder, cut the bottom out of a 5-gallon bucket, cut the bottom plumb out of it, and then also out of a 3-gallon bucket. Screw the long side of an L bracket, a metal L bracket, to the 3-gallon bucket on the sides. Looks like they got four of them on there. And then screw it into the bottom of the bottom you cut out of your 5-gallon, the bottom piece you cut out of there. You set it in there, and the feed's up in the 3-gallon bucket, and it self-feeds into the 5-gallon bucket because of the difference in size. Pretty cool deal. Easter eggs. I have finally found a way to make my chickens stop pecking their eggs. I fill old plastic Easter eggs with chicken manure and place them around the chicken coop. When a chicken pecks at one, it gets a nasty surprise. I never did have any issues with that. I'm sure some people did. Discarded Easter eggs. We put one plastic Easter egg in each of our chickens' nesting boxes. It encourages the hens to use all the boxes, and when the snakes come to eat the eggs, they get a surprise. I guess they can't digest plastic. Let's see here. I built a roost for the coop with a section of a wood ladder. Took an old wood ladder and just looked like put some metal hinges on the side of your chicken coop. And use the chains, and you can put it up there. They can roost on there, and then during the day, you can just fold it up, back up against the wall, and out of the way. That was pretty cool. A hog deterrent. We don't have any chicken hogs out here in Oklahoma. No, just kidding. We do. To keep hawks from attacking my chickens, I used a 50-pound test fishing line, weaving it back and forth across the top of the enclosure, 3 to 4 or 5 inches apart. The reflective line is the deterrent, and have not lost a bird since. And this is out of Missouri. And another chicken hawk deterrent. Try some pie pans. I saw two hawks land high in the tree the first day I turned my chickens loose on my 2-acre yard. Because hawks are afraid of anything moving, I hung some aluminum pie pans on baling wire from the trees. The pans glisten and swing with the wind. I haven't lost a chicken, and I haven't seen the hawk since. The chickens also keep my yard free of mole and ground squirrels. There you have it. Let's see here. Keeping chickens from roosting on top of your metal feeders that you have. A great way to keep chickens from perching on standard galvanized poultry cans to place a ring of chicken wire over the top of the can. The chickens may try to stand on it, but it will bend down, but the wire is easily bent back up and shaped. So basically, they're just using forming a little bag of chicken wire up there, and then they keep them from pooping all over your galvanized steel. Chicken parasite treatment. Let chickens treat themselves for external parasites. Provide a wooden box filled with clean sand so the birds can dust themselves off. Add an appropriate amount of Seven's dust and mix well. JB from Oklahoma. This was a tip from them. That's pretty cool as long as you don't have any cats around there. Because you know what the cats are going to do. And then last but not least here, prevent canine attacks. To prevent canine attacks, I painted a 1-inch stripe of syrup on the backs and the tails of my chickens to repel the predators. I haven't lost a bird in over a year. I don't know what that does. Anyway, however that comes. All right, there's your chicken tips of the week from Jimmy Clark. How about that? Also, if you got your new penny news the other day, as you guys all know, the bull calendar is trucking. Man, we got all kinds of stuff going on with bull sales. The Bradley 3 was last Saturday. Coming up the 21st is the OK&T 83rd Annual Bull and Female Sale. And then coming up February 28th, Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale. The Davis Angus Bull and Female Sale is coming up March 2nd. The Hobson Angus Inaugural Bull Sale is March 4th. The Percy Angus Production Sale is March 4th. And the Harrison Cattle Production Sale is March 26th. How about that? All kinds of fun coming up. All right, let's see here. I got something else. A quick update on something real quick. Let me get it open here real quick. I don't know if I'd have time for it today or not, but I do. Anyway, let me see here. Yes, coming up this Friday, Becky Carroll from the OSU Extension Office. She's the pecan expert. She's coming back on this Friday. I had the whole show the last time she's on. We didn't even get to harvesting, what to look for, and all that stuff. So, again, this Friday, I don't have any FFA chapters coming in. And so Becky Carroll is coming back on. And it's still not too late to sign up from the Oklahoma Pecan Management Program offered through the OSU Extension. It will be host a free pecan workshop February 22nd to help growers with pest management. This event will also offer producers 5 convenient education units for private pesticide application. So it is coming up. To register, call 405-744-6139. I think it's in Shawnee. Yes, it's coming up February 22nd, 8:30 to 4:30. It's an all-day deal. Or you can just Google Becky Carroll, OSU Extension Pecan Specialist, and all her information will come up. Anyway, so anyway, happy Monday, everybody. We'll see you guys tomorrow. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on, brought to you by, not on, brought to you by Today in Ag, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sarah and Elk City, Oklahoma. See you guys tomorrow.